Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Ron Hick.
Thank you, Paul. Firstly, worship like that. Just thank you for the worship band and how we worship there. You know, when we worship like that, spiritually, we just take ground. We just take ground. That was absolutely amazing. You know, there's light flying out there all over the place that we don't know about when we worship like that. It's absolutely incredible. When we worship God like that, we have breakthrough spiritually. It's just awesome. And thank you for the band there that brought us into God's presence there. It was absolutely incredible. Well done. Really well done. Well, today is Valentine's Day. Way, the day of love, as we said. Now, if you've got a Valentine, great. If you haven't, don't worry. Just don't worry. Because you know what? Jesus and God is the greatest love of all. It's all we all need. It really, really is. It spiritually, everything He feeds us, He does everything for us. Jesus is all we need. So if you've got a Valentine, great. If you haven't, don't worry, because the greatest love of all is Jesus Christ. And He's our Lord and Saviour. And there for every single one of us, every single second of every single day. Amen. Eh? Now, I'd like to sort of look at us all as God's garden. Okay? Think of you all as part of a garden. Some of us are great oak trees. Some of us are red roses. Some of us are pink roses. Some of us are turnips. But we're the biggest and greatest turnips in the world. Because we're God's garden, each and every one of us. And each and every one of us has got a separate place in that garden. We've all got a separate fruit to give in that garden. And no one of those fruits is any different to anyone else's. So every one of those fruits in that garden of God is vastly important. And each one of us is vastly important. It's not about the guy at the front here who waffles on at the front here. It's about every single one of you who've got that fruit to bear in that particular garden. Right, think of a perfect garden. Everything's been fed by Jesus and God and it's all good. But things happen. And we have to sort of say things happen. Things will go wrong in our beautiful garden. Weeds will sometimes come in and knock us backwards in our lives. And we have to accept that that does happen. And sometimes when that happens, we can sort of blame ourselves. And that makes us feel unworthy. How many people have blamed themselves because they prayed for somebody and they didn't get sort of better straight away? Or they brought some child up and they badly behaved, and you think, gosh, what did I do wrong? And you beat yourself up for it. Who's done that? Yeah. You know, who's done that, yeah? Or you've done something wrong, and you think, oh, dear me. You know, somebody's eaten away at me like an insect on their garden. My garden's not so perfect now, and it's my fault. Yeah? Anyone felt like that? Yeah. Anyone felt, it's my fault, because my child's not doing what they should do, or whatever. And you've got that problem in you that it's my fault. Well, I want you to stop it. I want you to stop it. And I'm going to go into a little bit here. Of course, prayer works. It really, really does. But sometimes we're walking through manure. We really are. And it's been said before, do not sit down in it. You'll get your bum will smell, you know? So it's important to realise that this does happen. And Christ does acknowledge that. I think it's in 1 Peter 4. Suffering as a Christian. When Christians do suffer, we have to accept that this does happen. But what it doesn't do is make us unworthy. It doesn't make us unworthy. And what I try to do here today, if I can, is knock one of those other things off us that makes us feel unworthy to do God's work and become that very big fruit that everyone should be, including the turnip. So, I'll read 1 Peter 4. Suffering as a Christian. Beloved. That's how Jesus sees us. Be loved. He loves you. He wants to be with you. It's said by Pastor Paul earlier. He wants to hang out with you. He wants to be with you. He sees you as absolutely, each and every one of you, awesome. He wants to be with you, not just today, now in Sunday at church. He wants to be Monday morning, Monday afternoon, every day during the week. He wants to hang out with you, help you in your life along the way. That's important to understand that it does happen, but he's there with you. Beloved, that's you. Do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. And you think, anyone felt something strange has happened to me? I'm a Christian, this shouldn't be happening. Hey? It shouldn't be happening, I shouldn't be feeling like this, I shouldn't be depressed, I shouldn't. But you see, it's scriptural, it will happen. And we have to accept that this will happen. But rejoice. Insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. So what he's saying there is, when we're going through this manure, we still go forward and we glorify Jesus. And that's not just in the body, it's in the spirit. It's important that spiritually we glorify him. And that's earlier when we were doing the worship, that's what we were doing. We were making ground. We were spiritually smashing rocks open for the church. We were saying, we're in charge of the church and we're going to lead. And every one of you is a leader. Every single one of you is a leader to bear that fruit. It goes on, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let him not be ashamed. But let him glorify God in that name. That's fantastic, isn't it? You know, even though we're going through rubbish at times, and I hope you're not going through rubbish, but if you are, it's fine. It's fine. Many people have actually become stronger in faith through a testing time. I've become stronger through a testing time. Believe you me, I've become stronger. You know, I lost my grandson last year and I thought that my world had ended. I thought everything I'd done for my daughter was ended, because I kept saying to her, you know, God bless. I kept feeding into her all the time. And I thought it'd all gone. And I said to Pastor Paul and Brian, to my guys on the front there, gosh, this is terrible. Well, this week, she's talking about going to church. And you know what? It's because I know Kyle's in heaven. And his ministry, he said to me it was like 9 months. But in that 9 months, he changed lives everywhere. And so some people's ministry is long, some is short. But his was short. But there's fruit from that ministry. Okay, so from tragedy, we glorify God, yeah? So everything we're going through, we glorify God. And it's okay to feel ashamed at times and to have those feelings. Because my goodness me, I went to a field, right? I was in Yubi's field and I stood and I gave God every, well, not good words. They weren't good. I think I came to the front row and I said, oh, I'm so ashamed. I've just given God a right load of slaver. And I think it's Paul and Brian and maybe Adrian says, is that all you've done? I did that too. So I thought, oh, you know, it's fine. And so the shame dropped off me. We are God's garden. We are his joy. Each one of us is different, and as I said before, to get a different fruit, none any less important. The whole church is God's glorious gardener. And God is the greatest gardener of all. He feeds us all spiritually. He feeds us all with wisdom. He teaches us. The Bible, it's like an Aiden's manual for life, isn't it? There's absolutely everything in there for every situation that we ever have. I took some time off work this week. I came home a bit earlier to just get in the word, and it was absolutely great, you know. And one that came out to me was John 15. This is where the gardener comes from. The vine and the branches, which I'm sure you're aware of. If you're not, I'll go through it. I am the true vine, Jesus. Jesus speaking to his disciples. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Now, when I thought to myself, yeah, that can be quite painful. But again, it's scriptural. So when we do things in our own strength and it goes wrong, don't worry, because God will cut it off. He'll cut that non-fruit. And non-fruit is often when we work in our own strength. I know that because I've done it. I work my own strength and I've fallen over. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes back so it'd be even more fruitful. Isn't that great? You know, that's absolutely awesome. You are already clean. You are already clean. It's because of this word here. We have the word of God in us. He's spoken it over us. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the field and burned. So anything that you do wrong doesn't bear fruit. Don't worry, because God burns it, chucks it away. Yeah? He throws it away. Yeah? Chucks it away. And keeps the good. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. For you, this is for my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Can you imagine how much the church we could do if we actually believed that we're awesome? If we actually believed that we're awesome, how much more could we do? Yeah? I mean, we're all great anyway. You pass the post, you all believe it, you're all awesome guys. I'm not knocking you, you're absolutely great. You got here this morning, and that's a massive achievement. When I feel ashamed, or I do things wrong, or I find God whispering to me, don't do something. Often the devil, spiritually, comes against us and says, don't do something. It's often the case. It's don't do something. I have a line this morning. Don't do this. Don't do that. What I do, I mentioned at a men's conference yesterday, is your head's like a washing machine. It's spinning round and round. Yeah? And spiritually, the devil will just chuck an odd line here and there. They'll just chuck an odd line here and there, and it's up to us what we do with that particular lie. It's up to us what we do with it. We can take it captive. I do it physically now. I just get on my head like that and I shake it. I've got... Bang it off like that. It comes out this area, okay? Give it a good bang. And all sawdust and rubbish comes out here, yeah? And I physically... No, this is what I do. And I physically get hold of it. Like that. And I'm going to throw it at you, Brian. And I just throw it at the cross. I launch it at the cross. Because it's dealt with. It's absolutely dealt with. So I just chuck it away. And I say, I'm not having it. Every now and again, I get it wrong. And that washing machine, that stays in there that bit too long. It spins it up. And often when I'm in bed alone and you know, you get those lies resound. Just get hold of them and launch them. Physically do it. It's a great thing to do. And speak out, I'm not having it. Even if you sound crazy by doing that, the spoken word is just so powerful. It's absolutely powerful. Not only does it help you physically, spiritually, you're speaking out. You're saying, I'm not having it. And you've got God in you. Yeah? So that's my little way of doing it. I launch things nowadays. Deborah has to keep ducking, but every now and again she gets one in the face. But that's what I use. I physically do that with the spin dryer of lies that's making me feel unworthy. Yeah? You can do it all because you said yes. You believe and you got that faith. And that's important, that you've got that faith and you believe. You're all worthy. You're all able to do absolutely everything in Christ. Everything is possible because you've got Jesus in you. It's a matter of dropping off all that rubbish that stops us doing things. It's a matter of saying yes to Jesus. It's a matter of going forward with the fruit that Jesus has put in you to bear. And that fruit I've mentioned about is different for each and every one of us, but it's a body of Christ. We're one church. We're not even Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. We're the people of the church all over this planet. It's not these walls or the speakers, or it's the people. They're the church. It don't matter where we are, we're the church. And it matter if you're in your workplace, if you're on mission, whatever you're doing, or men's events that we did yesterday. It was a cracking event yesterday. I was at the front, blessed to see the face of the men. I nearly didn't need to preach because the men's faces were hungry for Jesus. And it just spurred me on to see it. It's just absolutely great to see so many men absolutely fired up for Jesus and hanging on to the words. And for me, the devil best be very, very afraid of them, those men, because they're going to lead. We're all leaders. Every single one of us has to lead in our families, our workplace, wherever we are. We're not to be this flip-flop Jesus that was mentioned yesterday by somebody. It might have been Paul. We're to be warriors, men and women of Christ. We have nothing to fear, you know, but our own lies that have been put there. Nothing to fear whatsoever. Sometimes putting your foot forward feels terrible. Do I really need to do that? You know, it feels awful. And if it feels like that, you're in a good place. Because Jesus uses his people where it seems impossible. It was mentioned yesterday, if it looks possible, you think you can do it, then it's probably not a God. Again, that was probably Paul. He does speak some good stuff sometimes. And I'll get me on back for all those pink shirt comments. But it does feel, church, it's difficult to put your foot forward. Better when it's different. It's something completely new. Someone's asked you to do something that you've never done before, but you know it's of God. It's easy to say, let somebody else do it. Don't. Believe in yourself, because you are absolutely able to do everything that's asked of you. In every situation, always. Because you've got God in you. You can't do it, but you've got God in you, and he can do everything. I mean, I can't speak at the front, but I just come here, empty myself of myself, and say, God, come. And you know, he does. He never lets me down. Every time I trust in him, he never, ever, ever lets me down. So if you trust in him, he's not going to let you down. Never, ever let you down. It's a matter of just emptying yourself of you, just shaking yourself up and kicking you out, and letting God flow through you. He is the light. You are the light because he's in you. And if we think like this, we can change this world, guys. We can change this world for a better place where more people know Jesus. We really can. We really, really can make a difference, every one of us. One of you there can reach 1,000 people easily because you have Jesus. We can make a difference, every one of us. Every single one of us can make a difference where we are. Towards the end, before his ascension, Jesus gave, what is my scripture? I have a scripture, it's a great commission. Some people have a scripture that they hold on to. Mine's the great commission. Yours may be something different, but that's mine. Jesus had he has always words all the time, but he had the last word on the cross. But then before his ascension, he gave the great commission. And it sums up for me as a Great Commission, what we should be doing as a church. So I'm going to read it out to you. Matthew 20, I'll take it from. The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. They had doubt. Even though he'd risen from the dead, being with them, they had some doubt. So if you've got doubt, don't worry about it. They were with him, and they still doubted at times. Yeah? So, again, get hold of it. Launch it across. Let's crack on with the rest of the verse. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." I love this next bit. It's fantastic. This next bit. "And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." Surely I'm with you to the very end of the age. Nothing you can do can stop that. Absolutely nothing we can do can stop that. We have Jesus in us, allowing us and enabling us to change this world. And all we need to do is stop listening to the lies that resound in this head. Let go of them. Chuck them on the cross. Put your foot forward and let's make a difference. Do you believe you're worthy? Come on, church, do you believe you're worthy?
Yes.
And you are worthy. You are God's creation. You're the people who he has chosen specifically to do good works. And if I'm now at least giving you the tools to chuck away those lies, then this preach hasn't been worthless. If I'm giving you tools to sort of say that the lies are just that, lies, then it's been worth me standing up here today. Because, you know, church, time is running out. Jesus will return. And there will be judgment day. Time is, I just think time's shorter. I just get a feeling in me it's shorter. It's time for the church to stand up and take the lead everywhere we go. Take the lead. And that lead might be leading, it might be leading by example. But church, we really need to glorify God everywhere we go. Shine that light out. At the start, God says, "Let there be light." I said it yesterday, that light is still flying forwards now, creating more and more universe. It's expanding, and it flows through every single one of you. Everywhere you go, you are the light. And it's important that we do shine that light, guys. So remember, when you hear those lies, bang your head. Get rid of those lies, launch them across, and put that foot forward and trust in Jesus. Because every one of you is awesome. Every one of you is worthy. And no matter what you have done, sin-wise or whatever, matters not a jot. It's dealt with. It's absolutely dealt with. And you are able to do that new thing, to go to that new place, make that new decision. You are able because you have Jesus in you. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.